This is a mindful self-compassion practice. It's called the self-compassion break. There are three main components of self-compassion. These are mindfulness, being aware of our common humanity, and being kind to ourselves. I'll guide this as a reflective meditation, but it's something that you can practice in your daily life anytime you feel that you need it. And, you know, you can do the whole of it or just parts of it, whatever feels appropriate for you. So when you're ready, please find a comfortable position and then close your eyes partially or fully. And bring to mind a situation in your professional life, your work life, that's difficult for you at the moment, that's causing some emotion. It could be a problem with a colleague or a relationship or some other form of work problem, but whatever you choose, just choose something that's in the kind of mild to moderate category, not something that feels really big and overwhelming. Particularly just now when we're first learning the skill of self-compassion. And when you're ready and you've got a problem in your mind, just allow yourself to feel your way into this situation. Just remembering what was happening, who was there, what is it that is causing difficulty at the time, and allowing yourself to feel the feelings in your body that come with this difficult situation. Perhaps even noticing where in your body you feel it the most. But what matters is that you're paying attention to your body and noticing where that discomfort is. And now taking a moment to acknowledge that this is something that's difficult for you. This is a difficult situation. There are difficult feelings here. Perhaps you might like to say to yourself, this is really hard, this is stressful. Whatever feels right for you. Like you might do with a good friend, saying, this sounds really difficult. Are there any particular feelings, emotions that are present for you right now? You can also name them, validate them, perhaps by saying, there is fear present. Here's sadness. Here's disappointment or grief. Try to name the emotions that are present for you at the present time. That you might do for a friend, and making some space for them. Make some space for these feelings and any body sensations that are associated with this particular difficult situation. Allowing them to be here, even if it's just for this moment. And remembering what you're feeling now is part of being human. Everybody feels like this from time to time, and it's normal to feel like this in this situation. Many others who are in the same situation as you would feel just the way that you do. And this is called our common humanity. It's part of our genes. It's what kept our ancestors alive. It's part of our life experience to have feelings and sensations in our body and difficult thoughts associated with difficult situations. You're not alone in feeling like this. There are many others, possibly at the same time around the world, feeling similar to how you're feeling about a similar kind of situation. And if you wish, you can take your hand, your compassionate hand, and lay it on the part of your body where you feel any distress, or somewhere, part of your body where you want to bring a sense of warmth and comfort to yourself, perhaps using your hand to place it over your heart or on your leg or on your cheek, on your other arm, on your other hand, and imagining that you're sending warmth and kindness into your body through your hand. Allowing yourself to feel the sense of touch. You might like to focus your attention by saying to yourself, "May I be kind to myself? May I give myself the compassion that I need?" Or if you find it easier, you might like to imagine that somebody who knows you and cares about you, and think about what they might say to you, what they might be whispering into your ear right now, something that would bring comfort or support to you. What is it that they'd be saying? What would those words be, and what is it that you need to hear at a time like this? And seeing if you can offer yourself the same words, the words that a kind and caring friend would say. Paying attention to these kind words with a kind tone of voice. And when you're ready, just being with this present moment, whatever's here for you right now, allowing yourself to be just as you are, right here and right now. And just before you open your eyes, asking yourself, what can I do right now that would be kind and helpful to myself? What is it that I need to do for myself in the next moment? And as you open your eyes and orient yourself back to the room, prepare to take action and go ahead and do that act of self-care for yourself right now.